Bedtime in the Nether. Episode 10. How the Zombified Piglins Forgot. Tonight's story is about the ones who forgot the most, and about one warm second that changed everything. It's gentle all the way through. The cold parts only make the warm part warmer. That's how it works. Out in the Nether Wastes, where the land is plain and red and the wind has nothing to lean on, the zombified piglins wander. You've seen them, or pictures of them. Green-shouldered, slow, a little crumbly around the edges, walking their long crooked walks to nowhere in particular. Travelers call them zombie piglins and hurry past. The other piglins, the gold-armored ones in the forests, don't talk about them at all. It hurts too much. Because everyone in the Nether knows, deep down, what the zombified piglins really are. They're the ones the forgetting took the most from. When the names fell away, you remember, most piglins lost the words but kept the warmth. They forgot what to call their sister, but they still knew her by her laugh. They built bastions around the empty places. They managed. But some piglins, through no fault of their own, the way some trees lose more leaves in a storm than the tree right next to them, lost further. They forgot the names, and then the laughs, and then the warm feeling the laughs used to make, and then, at last, they forgot themselves. They would stand in the red wind, trying to remember what it was they were trying to remember, and the trying got slower and quieter, and one day it went still, like a pond freezing over. Green crept over their shoulders like moss on a patient stone. And they began to walk. That's all they do now. Walk and wait, without knowing they're waiting. If you don't bother them, they won't bother you. There's nobody home to be bothered. Each one carries, somewhere inside, a small cold pocket, the place where their self used to be, and the pocket has been empty so long that even the emptiness has been forgotten. It sounds sad. It was sad, for 1,000 years. But you were at the bottom of the lava sea last night. You heard what the listener said. Asterisk ready. This one's ready to go back, asterisk. The name left the quiet place that night, rising through the deep amber like a bubble of light. The lava passed it upward hand to hand. It has been keeping things for 1,000 years, and you can imagine how carefully it carries the very first thing it has ever been asked to give back. The name rose to the surface in the middle of the sea, rode a curl of warm air past a drowsy guest, who felt it go by and made, again, that sound like the beginning of a song, drifted over the fortress where every dark guard turned its head at once, and then it blew out across the wastes, small and bright and certain, like the one snowflake that knows your address. And it found him. He was standing in the lee of a red dune, the way he had stood for years. An old zombified piglin, green to the elbows, with one tusk chipped from a life he didn't know he'd had. The name circled him once, the way a cat circles before settling. Then it slipped back into the quiet, cold pocket where it had always belonged. His name was Sorrel. And for 1 second, one whole warm second, count it, one, somebody was somebody again. Sorrel remembered the crimson forest in the old days. He remembered being small, and the gate at dusk, and an old name singer singing him home, Sorrel, Sorrel, in the tune that meant supper was ready. He remembered ears down, slow nod. He remembered, all at once and completely, that he had been loved, and the cold pocket flooded warm like a window catching the sunrise, and out in the red wind, for the first time in 1,000 years, a zombified piglin closed his eyes on purpose. 1 second. Then it faded. Names that have been away so long can't stay yet, the way you can't run on a leg that's been asleep. The warmth sank back down. The stillness came back, mostly. Mostly. Because if you had been there, and now, in the story, you were, you'd have seen what the wind saw. The old piglin stood a little straighter. His head, which had hung the same way for centuries, tilted, just slightly, like someone listening for a tune from another room. And then Sorrel, still green, still slow, still walking his crooked walk, turned and began to wander, for the first time in anyone's memory, in a particular direction. Toward the forest. Toward the gate his name had sung him home to. The name itself, its visit done, rose back out of the pocket and away to the quiet place, to rest in the rose again and tell the others. Because that was the test, you see. That was the listener finding out whether the world was ready to take its memories back. It is. They're ready, the name reported, glowing with the news. They remember how to be remembered. And in the Soul Sand Valley, pale, blue, the quietest land there is, 1,000 patient faces heard the news, and began to write it down. That's tomorrow's story. Tonight, hold your own warm second. You have so many of them. Nobody who is loved is ever all the way forgotten, not in 1,000 years, not anywhere, not once. Good night, Sorrel. Good night, somebody.